Hi, and welcome to TSW Toy Box Podcast. A very short podcast today, just going over the recent releases and pickups that I found, and starting off with Hasbro's Black Series 6-inch range. I've certainly had a look at the list, and there are some pretty good figures available to us forthcoming and currently out there on the market. We have the Minban Stormtrooper, the Walmart exclusive, slightly over-weathered figure for my liking. Beautiful box, it's unnumbered, and comes with a very different-looking E-11 blaster, and has a visor on the top of his helmet, which gives him that slightly sort of Scarif driver from Rogue One kind of style helmet. You have the Gamorrean Guard, priced around the sort of £40 range, rather cool and perfect for your San Diego Comic-Con exclusive Jabba the Hutt throne room if you have one. We have the Han Solo figure, we have Ki-Ra from Solo as well, and the Grand Moff Tarkin figure, which is superb looking likeness of Tarkin with the droid. We have Captain Rex, which I've seen also around and about on various online stockists. We have the Dewback and Sand Trooper, priced around the £65 mark. I highly advise picking one of those up. A really fantastic looking sculpt for the Dewback and the Sand Trooper, of course. We have Lando Calrissian for the Solo movie. And Forlom also out there. If you currently have a little look online, I'm sure you can find one of those. That's perfect for building up your bounty hunters. We have a Luke Skywalker and Acto Island exclusive. We have the Porg 2-pack, priced around $19.99. Have seen those in the Entertainer stores and Smiths. We have the Stormtrooper with blast effects accessories. Not quite sure if this is really required, but and I'm sure those little blasts are off the centerpiece that came with Luke in his pilot outfit for the Attack on Hoth. And the Kylo Ren throne room, also priced around the sort of £30 mark. Pretty good looking figure, a little diorama there. Hasbro have also released some information on some Black Series stands for the 6-inch figures. These are grey with Star Wars embossed on the stand base. This is also removable, but also it has the Death Star pattern on the stand, so you can play around with that. No information yet on when these are going to be released or where they're going to be released, but photographs are now online. I also received my Hot Toys Return of the Jedi Luke Skywalker 1/6 scale figure. Hot Toys are releasing some out of the park stuff and have been for the last few years, but with their 3D mapping and close to likeness face sculpts, respectively looking at the Leia Hoth figure, which was released just before Christmas, they really have brought out something rather spectacular. I'm extremely pleased with my Luke's figure, but however, there is a slight problem. The black tunic collar does rub onto Luke's neck when the head is posed forward, and the dye marks his neck, but it can come off with a little Q-tip and a little bit of water. So just be, you know, a little careful and keep an eye out for that when you're posing Luke's head downwards. Otherwise, it's perfect and I'm thrilled. An unboxing video was posted onto the TSW Facebook page and photographs on there too. My recent purchases have been mostly vintage. I managed to get from a friend straight off the card where it was stored in a star case, his Darth Vader from 1978. Now, obviously, this is 40 years old and the glue had finally given up and the figure was released. He wasn't sure what to do with it, so I very kindly took it off his hands. I'm thinking of getting this figure graded, although I'm not particularly a graded man. But I did think to myself, well, you know, this would get a pretty high percentage. Let's hope. Talking of graded, the only graded figure that I currently have is one that I sent away for a little while ago, which was a Boba Fett Taiwan, which got an 85. Very happy with that result. Great looking figure and looks really cool in the case. But that was my very first graded figure. I'm a little bit dubious of the grading process, but nevertheless, I may well get that Vader graded there. Rebel Transport Empire Strikes Back box was something else that I picked up. Extremely happy with this. Minimal shelf wear. It'd been open at one end and extremely well looked after. So very pleased to pick that up. In the Black Series, I picked up a Jyn Erso and a Chirrut Emwe, both from TK Maxx. One was £10, which was the Chirrut Emwe, and Jyn Erso was £7. I picked up a couple of Range Troopers as well at a little convention. I paid £20 each for those, and very happy. And I got one out of a box to have a look at, and it's a fantastic looking figure. I think this is one of those army building figures that we all like to pick up and build. So, little rundown of what's out there on the market. I'm looking at perhaps picking up a couple of Lego little sets. Certainly the Yoda's Dagobah hut is one of those small little sets that certainly catches my eye. Not really particularly keen on the new Millennium Falcon, certainly not at that price, but it's still quite appealing. But please do post your photographs, your views, comments, anything you've seen in UK stores or online on the TSW Facebook page. And there are more forthcoming podcasts coming, longer, more intense with special guests. So keep your ears open and keep posting on the TSW Facebook page. Thanks ever so much for listening. Take care and may the Force be with you. This is Adam for TSW Toy Box, and this is just a little heads up on a fantastic guy selling fantastic things for your vintage displays and your vintage figures. Head over to Ian's Display Accessories on Facebook and have a look at some of the fantastic acrylic products that he sells, ranging from the Han Carbonite from Slave One to the Han Carbonite in The Last 17. You have a stand for Luke as Stormtrooper and the Dinoga Trash Monster. He does a fantastic display for Sice Noodles and the Rebo Band. These bases just look absolutely stunning. He has a first 12 stand for your first 12 figures. These don't include the 1-inch or 1.5-inch stands, but you can buy those from Ian at an extremely fair and reasonable cost. He also does the Bounty Hunters, which is the display stand that holds all six of the vintage Bounty Hunters. And he does display stands too for your Darth Vader TIE Fighter with the Imperial emblem on the base. This acrylic stand holds the ship nice and firmly and displays it beautifully. You can also get a stand for a Cloud Car, a Snowspeeder, and Millennium Falcon. Now, these stands are, as I say, available on his Facebook page. I've just also remembered that he also does one for all of the Luke Skywalker figures that are around in out for the vintage collection. Go to his page, check out some of the prices. I'll just go through some of the ones that he has. So in his acrylic display stand range, you have the Luke stand, which is UK price at £12.50 and £1.50 shipping. He has the Leia display stand, which is £6.50 and £1.50 shipping. He has the R2-D2 display stand as well, to display all of your R2s at £6 and £1.50 shipping. And the prices on the existing stands are the first 12 at £14.50, and that's £4.50 shipping. Bounty Hunter is £9 and £1.50 shipping. And the Rebo Band is UK £12 and £1.50 shipping. As I say, the stands aren't included. They are the Star Sands, so they are 1-inch and 1.5 versions, which he sells. And if you don't have them, you can buy those at the same time. He always combines the shipping, and he can send those out with any products that he currently sells. So head over to Ian's Display Accessories on Facebook. You can message him with your needs, and you'll be extremely happy with his product. Ian was also once part of GW Acrylic, so you know 100% what you're getting. It's pure quality. So that's a little heads up for you guys. Thanks for listening, and do head over to Ian's Display Accessories for all your vintage display needs. Thanks very much.